Martin. Welcome into Health Matters, everybody. Thanks so much for joining me. You heard in the latest health news, of course, the fact that an innovation from NTU researchers, quite interesting indeed, the idea of a band-aid or a plaster-like device that somebody, well, not device, just a piece of material, you put on, and it could detect biomarkers in your sweat that could give you information, for example, like the blood glucose level of a diabetic. Now remember, diabetes patients, particularly in terms of their blood glucose monitoring, have had to go with, you know, injection pricks on their finger or a wearable device that's on them all the time. How can an innovation like this make a big difference, especially for diabetics? We're going to find out more on today's edition as I welcome back to the show endocrinologist Dr. Ben Ng out of Arden Endocrinology Specialist Clinic. Dr. Ng, hi, welcome back.
Hi, Daniel. How are you doing?
I was very excited when I heard about this innovation. What were your first thoughts, actually, when you heard about this innovation? I know you're not involved in the development of this per se, but when you read about it, what did you think?
I think this was very exciting news. I mean, let's start by saying this is not entirely new information. I mean, we've always known that or used the possibility of sweat as a biochemical marker. But to see it really coming to fruition and becoming closer and closer as a reality is very exciting as a physician. I think let's start by saying that why is it exciting? I mean, all of us have taken blood before, isn't it? I mean, you draw blood from the vein or you've done the finger prick check for your sugar, whether you have diabetes or not. And I think all of us would agree it's probably uncomfortable at best, traumatic at worst. And it's really not a nice thing to do. So I think these researchers, they are really looking at several markers. I think if you read through the article there, they talked about urea, lactate, and glucose. But I think out of all of them, certainly from a day-to-day and a clinical situation, I think the monitoring of glucose would probably be far the most important one because, A, diabetes is so common, and as we know, sugars in people with diabetes can be extremely variable depending on what they eat and what they do. So I think this is very exciting things here, and I really look forward to seeing how this can develop. And the concern, obviously, is whether how accurate they're going to be and how accessible these things are going to be to the general population in the future.
We spoke to one of our CNA reporters about this on our radio show in Singapore today, and we asked, like, is this going to be accurate as a blood test? And she said researchers said that it could be as close as 100% as accurate as a blood test would be in terms of blood glucose levels. One of my listeners just WhatsApped across and said the CNA report mentioned that the result will show a happy face or a sad face, making it user-friendly when they actually do the testing of the band-aid in the hospital. But will it show the actual sugar reading? Because that reading is important to know if it is borderline. I don't have any information on whether or not an actual reading will be given to you after they test or detect, or they take that band and they put it under the device, that scanner as well. But Dr. Ng, is it more important to have a smiley face or an actual number?
I think you need that actual number. I think the problem with sugar is this. I mean, there, first of all, everyone has different targets. So it's very hard to say this is a great sugar. I think how great is it would be helpful. That's number one. And I think this is where the challenge is. If you talk about sweat changes, I mean, we're trying to monitor changes in the blood. And when we sweat, the sweat, it takes a while for the sweat to realize what the sugar is doing. And I think that's one of the challenges all the researchers are going to have. I mean, if not, we've had these devices around for a very long time already. So I think accuracy is a challenge for everyone. But I think to actually predict a good, accurate number is very, very important, because ultimately, when it comes down to sugar, it's not just a high or is a normal, is a high or a low. We have sometimes forget in diabetes that a low sugar can sometimes be equally or even more dangerous than someone with a high sugar, because your brain is dependent on sugar all the time. If you deprive your sugar of brain of sugar, you will actually have pretty significant consequences like loss of consciousness and seizures. So I don't think a smiley face is good enough. You need a pretty good number so you can potentially act on it.
It's fascinating to know that this is not new information. People have been trying to research this. It's the holy grail in many ways. If we can get that accurate, best way to measure your blood glucose levels from your sweat in an accurate and timely fashion as well. And I'm just wondering, like, the advantage is, what if we put it into somebody's smartwatch, and then the sensor at the bottom is just measuring the sweat coming off your skin all the time, and you've got a reading that's real time, and you don't have to wear a device that's implanted on you. That could be fascinating and powerful. Why is it so important to have continuous monitoring on your blood sugar or blood glucose level?
I think there are many reasons. I think the most obvious one is to allow the person to know what their sugars are. I mean, if you do the conventional finger pricks, you know your sugars now. So, it's 7.1 is great, but the problem we don't know is it going up or down. Mm. We don't know the impact of that. You've just eaten something, so you think, my sugars are 7.1. In 10 minutes, it's going to hit 15, for example, and you think it's okay. So I think this will allow people to monitor your sugars real time, and that will in turn allow them to adjust medication, adjust lifestyle, and so forth to really to suit and improve their blood sugar control. So I think that's helpful. It's helpful for clinicians to see the impact of certain things and adjust medications, help the patient understand diet and so forth. But I think another important aspect is about the low blood sugars. Now, many of these devices, imagine you're wearing a watch that monitors your sugar. Not only does it monitor your sugar, imagine it can send an alert if your sugars are low, especially when you're asleep. This is a huge concern, especially for many elderly people where, they may not be...
Your blood sugar can drop when you're sleeping?
Absolutely. I mean, it's actually more dangerous. Assuming you're on medication that can lower sugar,